Legacy Kills, who is watching the show already bright and early on Twitch, wants me to stop with the air drum. Either stop with the air drumming on Phil Collins or stop with the pen microphone on Air Collins. But Shime and I were discussing this. Phil Collins ahead of the game when it came to using the tiny little lavalier microphone that he had in front of his face so he could sing and drum. Am I correct about that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, probably first to do it.
He made it famous.
Yeah.
Led the way for people like Britney Spears.
Correct, Shime. Yes, you are right about that. So this is Scott from Fall River. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Hill. Good morning, crew.
What's up?
Very quickly, three quick points.
Yeah.
On Mr. Costas there. Number one, Courtney. I'm with Curtis on this. What do you think Alex Cora is going to say in a documentary? I hate the guy. He sucks. Number two, you remember when Costas started to say that those two guys don't belong up here? Bregman should be at second. Devin should be at third.
Yeah.
When they immediately after that, the first time they interviewed Cora, Cora referred to him as the first baseman, like a Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
And my last point, maybe if he concentrated more on hitting and defense instead of nails and tanning, he'd be a better player. We want him out. He sucks. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, there was an argument on the text line during the break that if he were performing where he should be performing, then no one would care that he is yoga posing his way through the pregame in Tampa with Raymond, the Rays mascot, or sunning himself in center field. Or
not only would nobody care, they would talk about how great it is.
Right.
Right. If he was hitting.
Yeah.
Like that, we're pretty easily won over. Like,
and I could get him a good deal on a hotel room, Captain Obvious, now that I've got it.
Yes.
But you're exactly right, though, but that's just the way sports works, right?
If everybody hated David Price until he was great. And
right.
Everybody loved him.
If you're doing crazy stuff and you're performing well, people are like, oh, yeah, he's great. Like, it was Marchand. When he's on your team, you love him. When he's on another team, you hate him. So it's kind of like, if Cassis goes out there and he's ripping the ball all over the field, you're probably like, oh, good for him with the yoga.
And Greg, to go to the guy that is the biggest star of the last 20 years, arguably, how many calls did we get complaining about Bill's handling of the media in his first 20 years?
Right.
And then all of a sudden it became a pain
because
the team wasn't winning.
Yeah. Speaking as we were of Twitch, you can watch this show every day on Twitch, and it is brought to you every day by Springer's Jewelers. And if you are in the market for a diamond, you got to go to Springer's. So just cross the border legally into New Hampshire and go to tax-free Portsmouth and visit Springer's Jewelers. You can learn more at springersjewelers.com. Curtis, I'm going to leave this up to you.
What's
because
that?
Well, normally it comes in the form of a Hill Note, but it's 6:30 on a Good Friday, and there's no school. Angry Principal Dave has already called the program. Do you want him or not?
It's not my show. It's up to you entirely.
Courtney, do you want him or not?
I would like to hear what he has to say, but...
All right. Wiggy?
Yeah, listen, we sent out back call. Right. APD's out there.
Okay, good morning, Dave.
Yes, good morning. Correction, a couple of corrections. I do have school today, so I'm on my way to work.
Okay.
So that's one thing I would like to clear up, because this narrative keeps getting spun out there. I do not do any content, any calls when kids are in school. So can we get rid of there we go.
Nobody cares.
I'll tell you, you're insufferable. Yeah, you say it every freaking time. What do you mean nobody cares?
Nobody cares when you're doing schoolwork.
Well, you say it every time. But anyways, let me get to...
Anyway.
What is the...
God.
You know what? Can I get a debate with him? You talked about the Twitchers. I'm a Twitcher. I would love to go head-to-head against Curtis in anything.
Okay.
Let's get it rolling.
Okay.
Let's get it...
Wow.
I would love to.
Okay.
I would love to.
Hi, everybody at Wachusett Mountain. This is my great friend, Chris Curtis. You guys there for that?
And then do you...
What a fraud.
Lies.
What
tell
a gigantic
me lies.
Fraud.
Tell me sweet little lies. You're a fraud.
You use a person you despise to get clout. Where are you on the stratosphere then?
Believe me, I wouldn't use you to get clout.
You had your handler humping my leg for 15 minutes.
You're a wannabe.
With a wannabe.
You're the worst on the show, guy.
You literally had your buddy corral me in the parking lot.
Wiggy, I don't rent space.
Okay.
I don't rent space in his head. I own it. I rent space to the Twitchers.
You don't own your house,
so. You're so insufferable. The way you treat Wiggy, the way you treat Courtney, you're such a joke.
Who owns the house? How does that fit the
title? You're an absolute joke.
Dave, I don't.
Okay, who owns the house? Your dad owns your house.
Nope.
We talk about that all the time.
Owned completely. Nope, no mortgage there at all,
Bubs. Spoiled brat baby. Spoiled brat baby.
Brady? I'm a big Brady.
I wouldn't get on because you cut it.
What?
Oh. You cut my hill note.
I haven't heard a hill note in a month.
Because it was about
Shime? Have I heard a hill
you
note?
Hear them all.
No, Curtis has not edited a single hill note in about a month.
Why did you cut it yesterday?
Because
Shime?
We ran out of time,
did you cut my
Dave.
Hill note?
Courtney said it was good too.
She said, "Dave, we had to push.
Fantastic.
We had so many. We had to push." into another segment Ooh. To finish Hill Notes, and we only got to a couple more.
Oh, Sean, you sound like a spoiled brat baby.
So I misspoke, and you're going to jump on me. What a joke. You're a joke.
Dave, I, for one, I enjoy...
Here's my great friend, Chris Curtis.
I was multiple adult beverages. I was trying to play to the crowd.
Play to a crowd. What does that say about you,
just
Dave?
Just like Cora is saying Casas is good when he really sucks.
Right. One more time.
I don't want to say it out loud to embarrass you. Spoiled bat baby. The generation that can't handle it.
Right. You're the one who leaves voice memos for me. You absolutely deranged old man.
Because it drives you nuts, and I enjoy it. It's my enjoyment. I deal with 380
kids. You called and berated Chris
Shine
for not airing a voice memo you left.
Guys, it's good Friday. Let's not fight.
It's my thorough enjoyment to drive you crazy. I enjoy it.
Dave?
I get a thrill doing it every day. Yes, Greg?
I am going to let you run because we are getting word that there is a 50-pound bag of frozen fries on the loading dock, and they are for lunch today. So if you can.
Yes, I will go take care of that. Have a great Easter, everybody. Right, Courtney, enjoy your family. Enjoy your time at the restaurant. Don't let anybody... tell you anything else.
Thank
Enjoy.
You, Dave.
All right. There he is.
That's it.
So does that mean we eliminate him? He's taking his time, right? So we eliminate him from Hill Notes today? Or what's the ruling on
Candidly,
that?
Candidly, I have nothing to do with it.
Okay. All right. Curtis, well done. I will tell you that. Well done. Yeah. All right. We are going to get to They Said It.
Spoiled bat baby.
Coming up at 7:20, They Said It. I'm assuming that we are including some of what Aaron Rodgers said yesterday, and They Said It.
Speaking of spoiled brat babies.
Okay. That was
crazy.
He really loves him some Aaron Rodgers, that
but
guy.
But if that's true about what happened.
Well, I want your opinion on it. Why?
And I played with Aaron Glenn.
You think that that's a bad move by Aaron Glenn?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. I want. We'll get to that. I have some thoughts on it.
Okay.
I have some thoughts on it.
Very interesting.
Yeah. All right. So we'll get to that coming up. Right now, though, Shime, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
I would argue, when it comes to that decade, which I would say is the 90s, that is the best rock band to come out of it.
I love Stone Temple Pilots.
Same.
The best.
And the loss of Scott Weiland. Are you being facetious? No.
Yeah.
Can you name a Stone Temple Pilots song? No.
Right? Never heard of the band.
Oh, really? Wow.
You've never heard of the band?
Stone Temple what?
Pilots?
Yeah.
Yeah. Interstate Love Song, I bet you would know, but you probably don't know the name of
it. You probably know Interstate Love Song. And, I mean, Scott Weiland's voice is... Chef's kiss. Can I use chef's kiss anymore? I don't
yeah,
know.
It's just
and such a great loss when it comes to rock and roll.
But. Yeah, I don't know any songs. I couldn't name a song, but I've heard of the band before.
Listen, pointed out a lot. Great part of this show. Mm-hmm. There is at times a clear generation gap.
Oh yeah.
And there are some that are not of the age that I am that work on this radio program and listen to it and appreciate great music like Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, thank you. If I had had time, maybe I would have gone with something from Charlie XCX's Brat Summer in honor of Angry Pinchable Days.
Loyal Bat Bravy.
I don't think it's a generational thing because Shime likes them and he's younger. I think
Shime knows music.
Yeah, it's like, just more of a...
Thank you. That's like the nicest thing you've ever said about me.
Well, it's just not my genre.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah, like Eric OB 1515 in Twitch, he said it has nothing to do with age. They got no business not knowing.
Right. Them. You prefer I'm working late because I'm a singer.
That song is
you also
awesome.
Love Sabrina
is that,
Carpenter.
Is that the Pony Girl or whatever?
No, that's Chapel Road.
That's Pink Pony Club. That's another one.
Oh, man. I when they that, played though. That yeah. thing at your St. Patty's Day event.
But when they but Pink Pony Club?
Oh, man.
I mean, it got everybody out on the dance floor.
The white girls in there? Yeah. Boy, it was like you opened up the doorway to heaven.
Just wait until you see Hot to Go, Wiggy.
Yeah, it's a pop girl summer.
Yeah.
They were going crazy up in there.
What do they call it? Recession pop?
Yes.
I think that's what they call it, right, Chime?
I believe you're correct.
Recession pop.
Recession pop. Uh-huh. Like they're bringing back the Kesha, everything. Like the last time the country was in a recession, that's the type of music we're hearing now for this
Speaking
summer.
Of, have you heard the new Kesha song with T-Pain?
It's unbelievable.
Amazing.
Are we going to play the new Post Malone collab as a rejoin?
Yeah, absolutely. Post Malone, Morgan Wallen.
That just dropped today, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm allowed to share these, but I got the had a little lunch with the powers that be.
Yeah.
I have the best tested songs on Big.
Oh yes, the I'll tell you what's huge right now is the you're talking about the rap, like the aughts, early aughts
90s.
Rap is 90s and early aughts is huge, right?
Huge. Eminem, yeah. Notorious B.I.G.,
oh,
Dr. Dre, all Big.
I love the music, but damn, who wants to hear it over and over over?
You play the hits.
The people.
I want some new music.
Play the hits.
Yep.
I love Tupac too, but damn, mama again.
Leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru and the Subaru of New England Love Spring event, which is here now. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Shime.
Hey, Greg, the Natty is officially on for one Bill Belichick. Mm. The University of North Carolina Tar Heels acquired former South Alabama quarterback Gio Lopez via the transfer portal after just allowing one of their other quarterbacks, Ryan Brown, to hop into the transfer portal earlier this week. Lopez was like the number six available player in the transfer portal overall, and Bill Belichick's been kind of trying to figure out exactly who he wanted as his quarterback in his inaugural season as head coach of the Tar Heels. It looks like Lopez is probably going to be that guy.
Finally paid for a quarterback.
Yeah, and I mean, like he actually paid him. 2-year, $4 million deal for Gio Lopez.
Not bad.
So, I mean, he's getting just as much as Nico Iamaliava now. So, good for Bill Belichick. He's clearly showing people he's willing to pay some players if you're good enough to play.
Yes.
And so Bill Belichick officially headed for his first natty.
A little bit of a delay in the deal because they were waiting for Jordan to sign off on it. but she finally did.
All right.
What is, when it comes to expectation and legacy, does Bill have to win a national championship there?
No.
No.
No?
I mean.
Okay.
But he's got to be good.
In order to not embarrass himself, he has to be like 9-3.
Yeah, like competing for the ACC.
But I don't think anybody thinks that. I mean, it would be obviously great. The only way he really enhances his legacy is with the national championship. I don't think he'll hurt it if he's good.
Or if he gets to now with the expansion.
I don't mean, by the way, I don't mean this season. I mean during his tenure there.
But it could be done. Look at Indiana, the Hoosiers. They get the new coach. I think he was from JMU.
Cignetti, is that his name?
Yeah, and then the next year, after winning maybe one game prior to that, North Carolina had a better season. They're in the playoffs. And with the expanded playoffs, that opens the door for Bill to get in. So if UNC can get into the playoffs, I think then that's like a good That is a good thing for Bill Belichick because, look, he was able to turn a program around that is right. ultimately a basketball school
yeah.
and get him in the mix. So,
yeah. Okay. All right, Chime. Thank you. That is Chime's lead. We will get to Curtis's lead and Courtney's lead and Wiggy's lead and my lead all coming up on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.